Hello, Justin.
Hello, Catherine.
This is a special time for medical school graduates. It's called Match Day, when they find out if the residency program they wants them too. But does everyone get selected?
Well, that's what the Business Journal is jumping into this week, and it's a really interesting story. It's an issue that has not been getting a lot of attention. You know, when the match season came up for recent medical school graduates, it was always a matter of where they were going to go. And so the tension was, are they going to get their first choice, get into Duke or Chapel Hill or Wake Forest Baptist, or are they going to go to some other teaching hospital in another part of the country that they're not as crazy about? That's not the case today. There actually are not enough residency slots for all the medical school graduates. In fact, the Business Journal is reporting this week that about 25% of medical school graduates are not getting a residency the year that they apply the first time.
Why not?
Well, it's kind of a complicated two-part answer to that question. The first part is that we have a lot more students that are graduating from medical schools. They have heard the siren call from the medical industry over the last 5 years or so that we need more doctors. And it's true. We are an aging society. We need more healthcare. We are facing a shortage of doctors coming up in the coming years. And so we have a lot more people coming through our medical schools and graduating. At the same time, we have not increased the number of slots for those medical school graduates to get into residency programs. And unless they can get into those 3 to 5 year training programs, they really can't be practicing doctors.
Then what are these graduates doing in the interim?
They don't have a lot of privileges within a hospital. So they can do lab work, they can do research, but they really can't do a lot of patient care. So they're hanging out waiting for a next opportunity to get a match so they can start their real training so they can become licensed doctors.
Does funding play a part at all in the fact there aren't as many residency spots for all the medical school graduates who are coming out into the system?
Yeah, you know, it's actually all about funding. The funding for residents is provided mostly through Medicare. This is from a law passed back in 1997 that provided funding to all the teaching hospitals in the country so they could provide the training necessary to have these future doctors. Now, keep in mind that while doctors all make a pretty good salary once they're licensed and out in the field, as residents, they don't make much money at all. I mean, they're lucky to make $30,000 a year for those 3 years that they're residents. But even with that, we have about 26,000 slots for residents in our teaching hospitals around the country. But this year, for example, we had 34,000 medical school graduates. That leaves 8,000 out in the cold. And they're having a very difficult time figuring out how to expand the number of residency slots.
Well, what about the Affordable Care Act? Does it have any provisions to help?
This was supposed to be a part of the Affordable Care Act, quite frankly. They wanted funding to go into this to provide for thousands of new slots in residencies. It was going to add billions of dollars to the cost of healthcare reform. And so they couldn't get it approved and they left it out.
Well, Justin, is there any upside to all of this?
Yeah, I think there is. And that is that a lot more medical students are showing an interest in primary care. That's where the greatest need is going to be in the future, not in the specialties like cardiology or surgery or anesthesiology. It really is in family practice and pediatricians and gerontologists. There's a greater number of medical school students going into those fields. We just can't get them all into residencies.
So what is needed to open up this bottleneck?
Well, you know, we need to figure out how to pay for this. And it is a real challenge and a real problem to try to continue to expand Medicare or pull money from Medicare, which is just a program that is taking all the funds right now to cover the elderly that need that insurance. So one of the issues that's coming up is, should the government be funding all of these residencies? And, you know, shouldn't some of the beneficiaries of the increase in the number of doctors actually be pitching in, like our pharmaceutical companies? Or our private insurance companies, or even the medical device makers? They all benefit from more doctors out there treating more patients. Congress knows this is a problem. It isn't such a problem right now where hospitals are starting to really suffer as a result of a lack of doctors, but we're heading in that direction. So, you know, you gotta hope that this is an issue that they are gonna address in the next couple of years.
Okay. Well, thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Catherine.